I'm calling from Calusa, California.
Yes.
And my son and I saw a phenomenon last night.
Okay, we'd like to hear about it.
Oh, boy, I don't want to. Anyway, well, what it was it looked like the Astrodome that's all lit up.
Uh-huh.
And it was about 10 miles away. And I don't know if you're familiar with our area.
Yes, I am.
Okay. It was in the same, you know, it was right out by this residence.
Uh-huh.
And it scared us spitless. And that's all I could put. It looked like the Astrodome.
Okay, now, would this be kind of like a half circle?
Yeah, it's... Have you ever seen pictures of the Astrodome when it's lit?
Yes.
This is what it looked like.
Uh-huh. Okay, how about color?
It was, you know, like a light bulb.
Okay. And was this stationary or on the move?
It was moving, and we watched it. In fact, my son almost ran off the road. We watched it for about 5 minutes, and then it just absolutely disappeared. There was no fading away, not, you know, it didn't go into the distance or anything else.
Just snapped off?
It just snapped off.
And you didn't see it after that?
No, we looked, you know, we stopped and looked and looked and didn't see it.
Okay. Do you have any estimate of how far away it was from you?
My son said between 5 and 10 miles.
Okay. What time did you spot that?
Now, this was between 7 and 7:10.
Okay. Was this object moving fairly rapidly or just slow?
Well, it seemed to be moving, you know, I really couldn't judge because we were in the truck.
Uh-huh.
And it was keeping pace with us.
Okay. Which direction were you looking when you were watching that?
We were looking, my son said it was out by Gridley. Now, I am no good at directions, you know, north, south, east, or west. But my son said it was out by Gridley.
Okay, which highway were you on?
We were on Highway 20.
20, okay. Driving north or south?
We were coming from Williams. We were coming from Williams into Calusa.
Okay, that would be north.
And, well, the nearest, you know, the only thing I know is it's out by...
Right.
Was out in that area.
How did you happen to spot that?
Well, we'd come back from giving blood, and you know how you do. You're just driving along, chatting, and we saw a crop duster over on our right. And he was getting ready, you know, we were watching him. And we said, gee, I wonder if there's any others out. And so we looked around, and we saw this object over on our left. And we, you know, we just couldn't believe it.
How were the sky conditions?
The sky was, wasn't quite... twilight.
Uh-huh.
The sky was clear.
Okay. How long do you feel you watched that?
I would say about 5 minutes.
Okay. And that was last night?
Yes.
Okay.
And evidently there was some interference, quite a bit of interference on the television set at that time, too.
Okay. Did you have any problem with your car or truck? The engine or the lights?
Well, our lights weren't on.
I see, okay.
My son was driving, and he says, Mom, I'm scared. And he was looking for a place to park.
Did he
run off the road?
Did he have the radio on?
No.
Okay. And you did notice TV problems later?
Well, yeah, my other two kids were at home, and they're all, you know, older kids.
Yes.
In their teens, late teens, and they said that the television was really bad about that time, between about... toward the 7 and time we got home.
Okay. Have you talked to anyone else who saw this?
I haven't talked to anybody else that's seen this because usually we keep our mouths shut and call you guys.
I understand. Okay.
Okay. I mean, we're tired of being laughed at and put down.
Right. And they were just you and your son, right?
It was just myself and my son.
And what was your son's name?
My son is...
Okay. And you already had our number, right?
Well, I had your number and I lost it because this is the last one we saw was quite a while ago,
okay.
So I had to call the sheriff's department.
Okay.
But I didn't identify myself to him, which is being basically
okay. Well, we sure appreciate this report. If we get any additional reports on this, do you want us to get back to you and let you know about it?
Yes, I would, because I reported this also to that group in Mountain View.
Uh-huh.
And they are sending somebody up today.
Uh-huh.
There is somebody coming up today. In fact, their group was already on their way up here to spend the night here last night.
I see.
But we have had so many sightings. Have you had any other sightings in the last 2 weeks?
No, not from that area. The last one we had out of the Colusa area would have been the 22nd of last month, when a very large disc was seen.
Well, there has been another sighting by a... And I guess it's been about 8 or 9 days since they saw it.
Uh-huh.
And so I just wondered if you were getting any more reports from it.
No, we haven't heard a thing.
I think we've got a nest of them.
Well, they're watching something up there.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it was such a varied group of people that have seen them.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you know, we're not all friends or anything. We're not all drunk. Some of us are religious. Some of us are atheists. Maybe they're just picking on a... Maybe they're trying to get a overall picture of us. But okay, I have done my duty then.
Yes, ma'am. We sure appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.